Headphones on.
Headphones on.
Microphone in position.
Microphone in position.
Ooh. Decks on.
What's what you're doing with that thing? Decks on.
Tapes on.
Tapes on.
Volume on.
Volume on.
Nobody does it matter.
It's the Ginger and Nut Show.
Hello!
And welcome to the latest Ginger and Nut Show live from Studio One. And I'm just munching my toast that Ginger's made. Very nice, you know.
I know, yeah, with your posh butter.
Oh, yes. Absolutely lovely. Anyway, on the show today, we're going opera. Can you do an opera voice, Ginge?
Is it opera or is it classical?
Oh, classical. Classical. And we're talking to an ordinary person around the world. It could be you. So stay by your phone lines if you are in Australia. What is it with Australia?
I just don't know.
We need to go somewhere else. We need to go somewhere else. Don't forget, you could tweet or Instagram us at Ginger and Nuts.
Or, of course, you can email us at studio@gingerandnuts.co.uk if you want to be part of the show.
Right, some stories that caught our eye this week. A real Barbie of Berlin has increased her cup size to a whopping 80L. How can this be possible?
She
are those melons?
She can't move around with that size boobage.
Now, what are you, roughly? Don't tease my organ now, come
about
on.
About a 38C.
38C. So she's an 80L. Is L the cup size?
L is the cup size,
is she big,
yeah.
Ginge?
Well, she's big. She's big in the cup size, but she's also big round the chest area as well. She must be a big Barbie. Chocolate orange gin
is now available.
And it's like a melted down version of the real thing, but with a bit of alcohol in it. You can get it for around £30 from Firebox.
If you're looking to shave your bits this summer, Ginge, avoid shaving rash and all the bumps and bits and bobs. All you've got to do, this is the trick that everybody keeps saying, simply soak the area in olive oil, then shave. No bumps, no rashes, zilch. Olive oil does the trick, apparently.
IKEA are set to sell giant rugs that look like a receipt. And also, antiques dealer Ian Lawton, 61, wanted to sell an owl ornament on eBay, so he made sure he took a nice photo, but he forgot to crop the porn on his laptop in the background.
You dirty dogs! Your towel is a filthy rag covered in bacteria, which can make you poo through the eye of a needle, scientists have revealed. We will get that story on our website so you can check all the information, but seriously, it made me feel ill thinking about it. It really did.
Crikey, we've had ours out for a week, so I dread to think what he's doing to us.
Talking to get your things out, Ginge.
A man with the world's biggest manhood has said it's ruined his acting career. Apparently, he claims he's got a massive 13.5 inch.
Robbie Williams will perform at the World Cup opening ceremony, and Ariana Grande has got engaged to a new boyfriend 4 weeks after they began dating.
Oh, ex-F1 world champ Jenson Button.
Who shares the same birthday as me.
He does, exactly the same birthday, year and everything. He's got engaged to his stunning partner, and also Britain is to be hit by 60 mile an hour danger to life storm.
Very, very soon.
When's this happening?
Soon, let me just tell you that. Jaffa Cakes have launched a new flavour, lemon and lime. And talking of flavours, Ginge?
Troubled Morrisons are now doing a bubblegum candy floss and marshmallow flavoured ice cream.
Let's do some of these mentions, by the way. Mike Horgan, the legend with hair, in sunny small heath in Birmingham. 74 years old. Well, I don't know if he's 74.
No. You just made that up. Isn't that the number he lives at? Also, you've got
71 of these, isn't it?
Also, we've got hello to Richard Best, not only our sponsor, but the James Bond of the West Midlands.
He's soon gone quiet, hasn't he?
I know, I was going to say, there's no more badly played tunes coming our way.
Don't worry, Richard. We've sent the prize out to the winner. Frank in the Ukraine. Ready?
Frank in the Ukraine!
Oh, we're going to be talking about Frank later on, but that's about something completely different. Hello to you. Of course, we've got the Hebdeners as well, haven't we?
We have indeed. And Splash.
Oh! We've had some new followers this week, haven't we, Ginge?
We have. I can't believe it. Russell Grant. Russell Grant is following us now. He obviously likes the show. Also, hello to at Murray Newlands in Paolo at Alto in California, and at Diddle Yays, that's Zach Edwards from Birmingham. He's the CEO of Prezi Box.
He'll be on the show next week, by the way. We didn't have time to get him on this week's show. We couldn't squeeze him in. John May in Davis, California. Hello to you. And also Charlotte Hart in the West Midlands, editor of the Sutton Observer. Hello to you.
And last but not least, at Sweetie72. That's Lorne from Leicestershire. She's a married mother of two.
Just follow us for a mention at Ginger and Nuts, or they can hashtag us, can't they, Ginger?
They can. Hashtag Ginger Mentions.
And
Rocky's at my new segment.
Well, I don't know. I just made it up this week, so we'll see if we get any hashtaggers.
Let's face the music.
Banned in most UK cities for being a public nuisance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But they're still on this station.
Causing mayhem. Yes, it's Ginger and Nuts.
Now it's time for the lottery predictions. And because Ginge didn't get anywhere last week, I think one of your balls dropped. I think they came out in 1999, those numbers that you chose. But, not recently. But so we've scratched you doing the ball drops, haven't we?
We have, yeah. I've been relegated.
Mike Organ, the legend in Birmingham that he is now choosing the balls. And we will drop him if those balls don't drop.
Yeah.
Okay. So this week, Ginge, you can be the voice of the ball drops.
Wow. The balls are 1, 2, 3.
Hang on, where are we going with this, Ginge?
23, 27 and 31.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 23, 27 and 31. We'll reveal those balls again a little later on in the show if you didn't write them down quick enough. But first, we've been so excited about this.
We have indeed.
This la, 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 la. We're training our voices ready for it. La, this person has performed to David Beckham. She's performed at the Rugby World Cup. She's performed in 23 countries. We're going to find out more, aren't we, Ginge?
We are indeed.
So on the line, we've got Clara herself, haven't we, Ginge?
We have indeed. Hello.
Hello to you, or g'day.
Hello. G'day from down under.
You're an opera singer, aren't you?
I'm a classically trained singer. I wouldn't call myself an opera singer, just because I don't do primarily classical music. I do crossover music. So like Josh Groban or Bocelli, they do a more of that crossover genre, incorporating some classical training, but also incorporating more contemporary repertoire and styles that make it a little bit more broad and mainstream.
Well, I must say, your music is lovely. And you got to the finals, didn't you, of Australia's Got Talent? What was that like?
It was definitely a new experience because I was straight out of university. I didn't really have any performance experience at the time, so I think I was quite sweet and naive.
Yeah.
it was definitely a big experience and changed my perspective on a lot of things and rerouted my direction. So I think at that time I'd just come out of studying classical music at WAPA, which is where Hugh Jackman studied, and with the competition they sort of put you in one category of music, and I think by being forced to stay in that opera bubble that they wanted to sort of specialise me in, I realised, well, I don't want to be an opera singer. I love doing that crossover repertoire. I've got a dance and acting background as well, and so I love the versatility of being able to do something adorable, something engaging like musical theatre or something a little bit more sassy. That sometimes you don't get that opportunity with purely opera. So that was good for me to redirect my attention on more of that crossover repertoire.
Fantastic. And you performed at the Rugby World Cup. That must have been like kind of an amazing experience.
I did recently. I actually sang the English national anthem for your company, your team.
Brilliant.
Which was really lovely, actually, because it's a beautiful anthem. And it was quite an honour to be selected to sing, obviously, another country's anthem for them. So, yes, that was lovely. That was at the end of last year in November.
Brilliant.
So and they too. So I feel like I'm a good luck charm. Everyone, book me for the national anthem.
Tell us all about this this new single of yours, All By Myself. All by
yes.
myself. I can't sing, so.
Well, luckily you're going to be playing the single.
Yeah, that's it.
I got invited by a young English producer named Thomas Spencer, who's also an amazing singer, to record all by myself in LA. And literally, I had 3 weeks' notice. He had an availability, and he said, "Can you fly to LA?" And I thought, well, "Can I in 3 weeks? I don't even know this song." And I just bit the bullet, and it was an incredible adventure. I flew to LA, and I worked with David Foster's team, and David Foster doesn't do so much producing now himself. He does a little bit, but he's always been someone I've idolized and always wanted to work with. He's worked with obviously some of the greats: Michael Jackson, Celine Dion, Bocelli, you know, the greats in the genre that I perform in. So to work with his people like Jorge Vivo and Fabrizio and Ramon and J.R. Robbins and Keith Nelson, it's just, you know, I was working with some of the best in the industry, working on this beautiful Celine Dion song. Well, technically, it's amazing. Eric Carmen's song, but Celine obviously made it the most famous, and we made it our own. So I've studied Italian, German, and French, and so without wanting to kill the surprise, we turned half song into Italian and kept half of it in English. It's sort of like your time to say goodbye and your Because We Believe type songs, which are half English, half Italian. And I think that makes this song just so unique. And it also connects with some of my more classical roots and classical training, having it in Italian and having it in a language which is just so exquisite.
Multi-talented you are, Clara, multi-talented. How can people find out more information about you? Are you on social media? Have you got a website?
I'm absolutely on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can find me at Clara Helms. Please feel free to follow me. And I do have a website, but it's currently being redesigned. It's got a landing page at the moment. But if you follow me on social media, you can definitely find out when that goes live again. And you can hear the music on all music platforms: iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, etc. I've got an album on there called My Love, if you want to check out some other work that I've done as well.
Let's face the music.
Banned in most UK cities for being a public nuisance. But they're still on this station. Causing mayhem. Yes, it's Ginger and Nuds.
I tell you what, Ginger, this is probably the fastest moving show for us this week going, isn't it?
But it's non-stop.
We need to add a bit of humour to the show. And there can only be one person that can do that.
There is only
one person that can add humour.
There's only one Joker John.
Oh, terrible, isn't it? Anyway, on the line is the man himself. You ready?
Joker John.
Are you there, John?
Yes, I am, Daz. How are you?
We're all right, are we, Ginge?
We're all right, actually, today.
Looking forward to you, John.
Oh, thank you very much.
What jokes have you got for us this week, then, John?
Yeah, delight us with your humour.
How about a naked woman who robbed a bank? Nobody could remember her face.
We like that one, don't we?
Not bad.
What's the most dangerous thing you can do?
I don't know. Ever?
Sneezing while having diarrhoea. I was in the taxi today. The driver said to me, "I love my job. I'm on my own boss. Nobody told me what to do." Then I said, "Turn left." How can you tell a bad case of acne?
I don't know.
It's when a blind man tries to read your face.
Oh, bum bum. Any more?
Squeeze another one.
Go on, squeeze one more.
A wife is like an hand grenade. Take off the ring and say goodbye to the house.
Love it. So back next week then, John?
Yes, I'll speak to you next week then, Daz. Yeah, goodbye to Ginge for me.
Will do. Brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. Joker John there. Joker John. You didn't do it, Ginge.
Joker John.
He'll be back next week. Keep it here. It's the Ginger and Nuds Show. Now, don't forget those lottery predictions. 1, 2, 3, 23, 27, and 31, as selected by legend with more hair than me.
In a world where delicious cakes keep cooking, one woman, one kitchen. It's time for Watch Me Whip with Gin.
I have returned, and thanks to Frank in the Ukraine for this recipe this week. This is for 12 roasted red pepper asparagus mini tarts. Now, the first thing you need to do is preheat your oven to 180 degrees, and then we need to get started. Your ingredients are 1 sheet of puff pastry, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, you need 1/4 cup of onion, which you've finely chopped, 1 cup of asparagus chopped up, 1/2 cup of cheddar cheese, grated or shredded, 1/4 cup of milk, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, and 4 large eggs. Now, the first thing you need to do is spray a 12-cup muffin tray with cooking spray. Then you lay puff pastry sheet on a cutting board and use a pizza cutter. Cut the puff pastry pieces into 12 squares. Use a rolling pin if you need to flatten them slightly. Fit each piece of puff pastry in one of the muffin cups until you've filled all 12. Then, in a small pan on the stove, you heat the olive oil over a medium to high heat. Saute the onions for about 3 minutes or until almost softened. Then add your asparagus and saute for another 2 to 3 minutes, and then remove them from the heat. In a medium-sized mixing bowl, combine the eggs, milk, salt and pepper and beat until they're blended together. Add the cheese, then the onions and asparagus that you warmed up and sauteed before, and keep stirring until it's all combined. Divide the mixture between your 12 muffin cups. Put in the oven for 20 minutes. Remove from the oven, allow to stand, and then nom nom, tuck in.
I'm liking it. So we'll try and do some more Watch Me Whips next week. Maybe next week?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we could go into summer. Summery Watch Me Whips. So if you've got nice desserts or ice creams that I could test out, let us know.
Now, is that part of the show that I absolutely adore? It's not Joker John. He's not returning.
Is he coming back for a second round?
It's another ordinary person from around the world, and we're heading straight back over to Australia. Struth, how do we cope? Get the shrimps on the barbie. Let's talk to a model, Miss Universe and all that lot, Emma James, who's on the line. Hello to you, Emma.
Hello, how you going?
We're all right, aren't we, Ginge?
Not too bad.
Bearing up with the horrible weather. But what's it like there at the moment? Because it's winter there, isn't it, in Australia?
Yeah, it's cold, it's grey, it's ugly. I'm indoors with my jumper on. So, yeah, summer's well and truly over at this point for us.
Our sort of doesn't really get started. I think we just have winter all year round here.
But over there, it's like, 12 degrees. Like, oh, not bad. But here, it's like, 12 degrees is still very cold. So, very different.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you're a bit of a model, aren't you?
I've been doing it part-time at the moment, yeah. So I have a full-time job, but I do modelling in my spare time. I'm really enjoying it so far. So just trying to get more into it and book more jobs, basically.
You've entered quite a few competitions, haven't you? And you've Miss Australia Global Pageant, is it? Miss Multiverse?
Miss Australia Global Pageant. So that was a couple of months ago. And I guess it kind of started for me at the V8 Supercars, which was last year in October, which is kind of where I got the itch to kind of enter more competitions and start on the pageant route as well. So, yeah, been a few so far. Miss Multiverse starts in September, which will be amazing. I'm so excited for that.
I've also seen that you've done some modelling and stuff for different fashion brands and stuff, and you've done a bit of car modelling. What does that involve? Do you have to lie over the car?
It's basically just draping yourself over the car, trying to look sexy, making the car look more... You know, if you're looking at a car in a magazine, think, oh, there's a hot chick standing next to the car. Yep, I'll take that car, thanks. That's about as far as I go into it, so... Just trying to look good and make the car look better, I guess.
God, I mean, if I straddled over a car, Ginge, it'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Maybe I need to do that just a little bit.
Yeah.
But do you get many kind of sleazy photographers, or don't they exist anymore?
Some are really lovely and professional, but then there's, I guess, there's some that are a little on the, the sleazy ones a little bit. I just try and put it out of my mind, I think. And, you're there to do a job and get the best out of the photos. So if anyone's a bit sleazy, I don't let it slow me down. It kind of just rolls off my back. But yeah, in answer to the question, they definitely exist.
Blimey. Ooh. But you've done a bit of acting work as well. Is that something you're trying to get into?
I mean, not particularly, no. I've done a bit of extra work and stuff. I'd love to do more. I think I really love the idea of playing different characters and, you can put on a different costume or take on a different role, and you're sort of embodying a different person, so to speak. And I've always found it really easy to sort of chop and change between those different hats and take on a new character for a couple of hours. So it's really fun. It's mainly just extra work I've done at this point, but I'm open to everything. I wouldn't really say no to anything at this point.
Because you've done a bit of dancing as well, haven't you, in the past? Like a bit of ballet and contemporary and stuff. Is that something that you still do, or was that sort of before the modelling came about?
I mean, in the bathroom with my hairbrush, maybe. When I was little, yeah, I did ballet for about 9 years, and I entered the Stedfords and a lot of comps then, and I did pretty well, actually. I did that for, 9 or 10 years. So when I kind of, a couple of years after I finished high school, I've kind of given that up.
Bit of pole dancing as well, she's done, Ginge.
That's something else that you wouldn't want Nuts to recreate either.
No.
That's my little secret.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. Well, it's been great talking to you. Now, people want to find out more. How can they get more information about you? Have you got a website? Are you on social media?
Yeah, I'm on social media. So my Instagram's, well, it's pronounced Buggy James, B-U-G-G-I-E. J-A-M-E-S, which is my last name. So Buggy James, but then you'll find me on there with all my content for you to view over. Happy scrolling.
You take care. Thanks, Emma.
Cheerio.
That's it, Ginge. The end of the show is here. I can't believe it.
Indeed.
I'm sweating like...
I don't even think my bottomers have time to hit the seat.
It's been really fast moving in the studio. I don't know about you, for you listeners out there, but next week on the show...
They're probably thinking, thank God it's over.
Next week on the show, by the way, Zach Edwards will be here, the CEO of Presbox. Also, we'll be talking to the inventors of a new bowel testing kit, which can help detect cancer. So we'll be talking to those on the show next week as well as another ordinary person, Ginge, from around the world. What will you be throwing your way? Lottery predictions,
and I'm gonna find out a summary Watch Me Whip for you all.
And I tell you what we'll do as well, we'll dig out some more bargains for you next week on the show, as well as the return of Joker John. It's all happening next week. Make sure you don't miss it. From me and Ginge, it's goodbye, isn't it?
It is. Bye bye.
Ginger and Nuts have now left the studio. Thank goodness for that. I mean, thank you for listening, and goodbye.